Shakers Players present Crewe's Cousin, a tale of good versus evil in the charity sector.
All present and correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Ready for the world?
As ever.
Then go and kill 'em. Come here. Your final week, eh, you crumbly old codger?
Yes, but I'm still going to kill 'em, whatever that means, dear.
No chance of that. You're far too decent.
Probably. Never mind. As long as I go that extra mile and make someone smile.
Here, boy. Lovely boy. What a cutie. Had him long?
Since forever, mate. My bestie. Aren't you, Midas?
Midas?
I'm a classics graduate. The good it did me. Look at me. Common beggar. Golden retriever. Perhaps one day he'll bring in some gold.
It's good to dream. I'm sure you'll get your break. Here, take this. It's not gold, but perhaps a seed of promise for further increases.
Oh, thanks, mate. First of the day. You're a true Xenia.
Eh?
The Greek idea of generosity.
Oh, you got me there. Before I go, can I ask you a question?
Oh.
This place here, the Anadamon Beneficent Society. You know her.
The old bird who runs the place.
Yes. How does she strike you?
Salt of the earth.
Okay, thanks.
There was a strange lady called Anna.
Horace Perkins, Inland Revenue. I believe we have an appointment, Miss Damone. Apologies for being a couple of minutes late. I was talking to the poor gentleman outside your office.
And his beautiful dog. Such a handsome couple.
Well, not really a couple in the strictest sense. Just a man and his pet.
Ah, Mr. Perkins. Then you don't see the world as I do. I see the good in everyone. Whatever their sex, age, race, religion, and species.
Yes, quite. I can see on your wall, you're very highly thought of. Hold on, is that who I think it is in that photo? Cruella de Vil?
Oh yes, Cousin Crewe.
Anyway, can we get on with things here, Miss Damond?
Of course, my lovely. What do you require of me? I'm at your total disposal.
Your books. Over the last 5 years, please.
My pleasure. Whoops! So many books. Over to you, my dear.
Huh?
Or I can make it easier for you, as you seem like a lovely, fair man. This may help.
Anna Damon is probably the most generous benefactor to local charities that this town has ever known.
Oh, she's so lovely.
An absolute treasure.
Wonderful woman.
Anna Damon, my hero.
Ah, my favourite time of day, especially after the day I've had, dear.
You think she was trying to seduce you, my cuddle flumps? You should see you now, with your bedtime Horlicks and comfy slippers.
Okay. What I'm trying to convey, dearest, is that she slipped into a probably well-worn routine that was intended to sway red-blooded men and lure them into her whatever.
And she doesn't know my husband.
Quite. Like water off a duck's back. How can she compete with? But seriously now, I'm torn. When I entered the office, I was willing to give her the benefit of the doubt. There were some reported anomalies, but not major ones. But the boss only gave me this case, as it would be a gentle climax to my long and illustrious career or whatever.
Well, my love, I would be a tad suspicious of someone who seems to need to seduce an unseducible tax inspector.
Okay, steady on, dear. I still have some allure, you know.
You hide it well.
Anyway, and there was that tacky promo film she showed me. Not even well edited. And I recognised someone on that film.
Then why don't you ask that person whether there's something rotten in the estate of Anna Damon?
My wise wife. I will do so tomorrow when I return. Time for Betty Buys. Race you! Where's the dog? Midas.
Oh, okay. Hey, can you hold that door? Thanks.
Oops, sorry.
There was a strange lady called Emma, who had a most peculiar manner.
Straight to business, Mr. Mon.
Anna?
Let's try to keep this formal, if you please. Mr. Mon?
Be as formal as you like, Horace.
What I would like to know, in your own words, what is the principal function of your organisation?
Oh, this is simple. A practical manifestation of love. We exist to help those in financial need with loans, or even handouts sometimes. Before you start shrieking loan shark at me, this is different. The loans are without interest and are only payable when that person is able. Sometimes it's never. Sometimes we even repeat loans to those sorry souls who, frankly, have no hope of paying back.
Which begs the question, Miss Damone. What's in it for you?
Look at this. These are my credentials on this wall. This is what it's all about. Happy faces. Helped, of course, by a massive family trust fund. I'm not a complete saint, despite appearances.
Well, Mr. Mon, in the light of this and the fact that I'm only here because it's my last week and my employers are not overbothered, although there are anomalies.
Anomalies? Anomalies? One man's anomalies are another man's opportunities, surely.
So what I'll do is, for appearance sake, I'll take a few of your documents to peer over at home. Then I'll return tomorrow and, if all is well, sign you off. Is that okay?
More than okay, my little handsome tax man. This will be a wonderful sign off for you too, of your illustrious career, helping all of those grateful folk across the town with their financial confusions.
Not sure if that's
a compliment. It is. Someone has to do the uncomfortable little jobs. And who better than a kind, caring soul as yourself?
Just a curiosity. I met a lady on the stairs, most distressed. Know anything about it?
No idea. Let me see you out, Horace.
See you tomorrow.
Heaven, Wilf! Where are you, morons? Have you been upsetting clients again?
No!
No!
Mrs. Martin, I believe, has been seen in a distressed state. Why?
You know why.
I'm not asking why she was in a distressed state. I'm asking why she was observed in a distressed state. The back stairs?
She'd run off before we could redirect her.
It's not good enough. Not good enough.
No, not the toothpick.
Anyway, there's more important matters. That man who just left, Perkins, the tax man, is enemy number one at the moment. Have you got that?
Yes, boss.
I am doing my best to deflect him from, you know, but I think he's more wily than he looks. I may be needing your help tomorrow. Got it?
We got it, boss.
Oh, Cousin Cruella, you understand, don't you? Let's go in and see the tithes and offerings.
There was a strange lady called Emma, who had a most peculiar manner. She had no regard for the law.
Oh, how I love this room. Others may yearn for the fresh air of great outside, but not me. No, no, no. I can look around and breathe it all in. All of these loved, or should I say pre-loved, possessions, manky TVs, old phones, boot sale junk, cheap jewellery. Oh, the despair, the grief, the sense of loss. What is loss for those suckers is pure gain for me. How I love this room. Oh, come on, Fido. I'm giving you 3 meals a day here. You've never had it so good. Get with the programme, you ungrateful mutt. See my little toothpick?
And this is all the paperwork you picked up?
Yes, dear.
So much of this is handwritten. Don't they use computers?
Yes, it is very strange. And suspicious.
Almost like...
like they're not real. It's as if she's got a team of monkeys, gave them pencils and let them scrawl a load of nonsense.
Educated monkeys, mind. I don't think poorly trained monkeys would be sharp enough to bamboozle your razor-sharp brain.
Now, I'm sure that's not a compliment.
Really? Hey, look at this. Some printouts. Look. Stuck in the pages of this old book.
Let me... wait a mo. That's her.
Who?
The lady I told you about. On the stairs.
The distressed lady?
Yes. So here we have Sarah Martin. Contact details, some financial figures, some dates, and a list of personal items. A vase, some jewellery, some framed photos. That's a bit odd.
So, Miss DeMond does keep some proper records then. I see that Sarah has been given £500 a few months back, it seems.
And no repayments, as far as I can see.
So, we're not talking of extortion here then. Surprising. With what you told me about this, Miss DeMond.
Yet. Something upset this poor lady. Looks like a personal visit is next on my agenda. She doesn't live far.
Go that extra mile.
and make Miss Martin smile. Hopefully. Good afternoon, Miss Martin. My name is Horace Perkins.
Oh, go away. I've nothing left.
I have come as a friend, Sarah. Not to take anything. I'm a taxman, and we have no interest in you. Look, I've put my card through your letterbox.
You have a kind face. You are a kind man, aren't you?
My wife tells me that I'm the kindest man she knows. Mind you, she doesn't get out much these days. Can I come in?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm very fraught. Thought she had sent you.
Well, I have come in connection with Ms. Damon, but I'm no friend. You may remember you brushed past me earlier, on the stairs.
Oh, that was you. Oh, sorry. I was in such a hurry. Otherwise, I would have paused for a polite conversation.
Can I ask, Sarah, what exactly are your dealings with Anna Damon?
Well, you've seen the publicity. That awful film she hawks around. The photos. The news reports. Well, this mug here was taken in. Hook, line and sinker.
In what way?
I'm unemployed. With little to my name. Life's a real struggle. Then I got contacted by the old witch offering me money. £500. With no strings attached, she said, to get me on my feet.
Sounds too good to be true.
It was, but I was desperate. A few weeks after this loan, I was broken into. It was curious. They only took a vase. Had little value, didn't even like it much. Then, a couple of weeks later on, another break-in. This time some jewellery was taken.
Did it have value?
Yes, it was my insurance for the future. I was going to cash it in if things got real bad. Can't do that now.
And then?
Last night, another burglary. This time they took two photos. My mom and my dad, both gone now. This was so precious to me. Absolutely no value to a thief. But this time I saw the thief. I rushed out onto the balcony just in time to see him on the stairs. I saw the bowler hat.
Bowler hat? That's strange.
Not for those who've had dealings with the witch. Her two henchmen both have bowler hats.
I haven't had the pleasure of meeting them yet.
So I stormed in this morning. It did me no good. She denied everything. Left me in the hands of the goons, and you saw what happened.
Were you physically hurt?
No, not really. Just a few bruises and these.
Pinpricks?
Toothpicks.
Hi there. Do you remember me? Come on, man. Where's your inner Mars?
Ares. Mars is the Roman god.
So you do remember me. Where's your dog, Midas? Has he run off?
Run off? He's my best mate. No, he's been taken.
Taken? By who? How?
The other day. Yesterday, I think. Actually, I can't remember. So confused. I was distracted by some old biddy yapping on. Then I sensed something was wrong. Midas had gone, and I just saw a geezer in a bowler hat stuffing him into a car and driving off.
A bowler hat, did you say?
Yeah.
Sure?
Black, rounded hat. I know my bowlers.
Interesting.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. In the meantime, this should help.
Meantime? What do you mean?
Hold on. Thanks.
There was a strange lady called Emma, who had a most peculiar manner. She had no regard for the law, and really hated the poor.
You two idiots. Horace? You could have knocked.
We taxmen are like the Spanish Inquisition. No one expects us. Fear and surprise.
Well, you certainly surprised me. But surely I have no need to fear you. Now off, you two lummoxes.
The lady on this leaflet. You know her?
Of course, dearie. One of my clients.
So what are these?
The vase, jewellery. They are gifts. We give gifts to clients we particularly like.
Then why did I see her weeping yesterday, leaving your office? Was she unhappy with her gifts, eh? What about these? Framed photos?
I knew there was something about you, Mr. Perkins. Wilf, Kev, here now. An enemy is within. You know what to do.
You don't have to poke me, so spiteful.
It's a shame, Horace. I really liked you. Betrayed by your nosiness.
Kidnapping a member of Inland Revenue? Do you know what trouble you're in, Ms. Damon?
No trouble for me if you suddenly disappear, and when they investigate, they will find that you left me later today, then picked up a suitcase from a locker and took a plane to, let's see, Bermuda. Early retirement present to yourself.
How can you even think you'll get away with this?
Money talks, my wrinkled adversary. Money talks. Don't think that Dumb and Dumber here are my only employees. I have an army of what you call hackers, I believe, who look after my electronic profile.
Help you with your fake facade?
Of course. There's little they can't do. And there's little I can't do either.
Including pretending you are this benevolent princess of charity, when in fact all you are is a twisted, warped hag. Why on earth have you taken these things? Worthless to you, personal photos, a dog for goodness sake.
It's because I can, and it pleases me to do so.
You are a monster.
Oh, yes. But a very satisfied one. Look around you, and what do you see?
People's treasures. Things that make them happy, and them alone, with no use to you.
Oh, no, you're wrong there. They have much use to me. You see, Perhaps it's just the way I'm wired, but I get the most wonderful joy out of the misery of others.
Under the pretense of actually helping them.
Correct. Everyone wins. What a wonderful human being I am. No wonder the world out there loves me.
Well, Miss Martin certainly didn't. And don't think she won't tell others.
And don't think that can't be dealt with. You and her will soon be reacquainted. Perhaps I'll throw that layabout outside into the mix too.
Just need to... Yes!
Ow! Ow! Ow!
Oh. 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 Is this...
Anna Dimon, please meet Edith Perkins, my wife. Edith Perkins, Special Forces, now retired, of course.
Pleasure to meet you, Miss Dimon. I hear you are quite nifty with the toothpicks. Call that toothpick? A weapon? Now this is a weapon. Would you like me to demonstrate?
By day, a mild-mannered housewife. But get her riled and...
You don't want to see me really riled. Mind you, as I look around, I can feel something growing. Growing. And this is not good.
Whatever she is doing, stop her, please.
Think it might be too late. I think I'll leave the pair of you now.
It's growing.
It won't be nice to see. In the meantime, there's the matter of the police.
Come on, Horace. Look at her, then look at me.
I see a spoiled, insecure baby trapped in the body of a woman. Then there's my wife. I see a warm, rounded human being who I love immensely and knows me well enough when to come to the aid of her man, her fella in distress. I told you that she was just a big pathetic joke of a woman.
I can see. Prison life will suit her.
Okay, okay, I'm coming. You're going to regret this.
Are you my guardian angel or something?
Nope. Just an ordinary taxman. Looking forward to a nice, quiet life. Now, Edith, my wife, well...
Wonder Woman?
No. Just a riled-up housewife with a judo black belt and firearms training.
A day to remember.
There was a strange lady, Emma, who had a most peculiar manner. She had no regard for the law and really hated the poor. Thankfully, ended up in the slammer.